Welcome to Common Ground. I'm your host, Pat Casale, and this should be an interesting show. We're going to be talking about the First Amendment, Hollywood. Are they overstepping their boundaries with the way they are dealing with First Amendment? The bad teaching in America is tearing us apart. Are we mentally abusing our children by exploiting them via sports, sex? And why aren't we just concentrating on old-fashioned teaching our kids the old-fashioned books and learning and history? Netflix has come out with a program called Cuties. It's basically distributing child pornography with young children, 11, 12 years of age. Is this really the America we want? And it's scary because the more I think about it, and, you know, it's interesting. A country like Turkey banned the show. Why aren't we doing that here? My name is Pat Casale. My co-host is Dean Shulman. He's in the house. Welcome to the show, Dean. How are you?
Hi, Pat. Good. How are you doing?
You know, I'm really bothered by this. I mean, the fact that we're not using common sense, we're teaching bad things, man.
The thing about it is that I think most people would agree. I mean, 90%, 90, I don't know what the number is, but I think, you know, this isn't a political issue. This is a common sense issue that I think most people agree on. I mean, I certainly do. I didn't watch Cuties, but I watched the trailers. I'm like, this is disgusting. That's my opinion.
I saw that yesterday. I saw that on I think it was one show I was watching briefly, but then I did the research, and you know what? Yeah. If that was my kid, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, mine either. I mean, I think most people, but there are people that have a funny perception of the line between art and what's not art or porn. You know, art and porn, maybe art and porn, 11-year-olds, it's illegal to do porn if you're 11. So what line did Cuties cross? I mean, I think it was made in France, right? Was it made in this country? Was it made in France?
I can't answer that part. I don't know. But I know it's being sold here.
Is playing it, and that's what people are objecting to. So it's played in this country. Whether it was made here or not, it doesn't even matter. You know, there's the line between art and porn is thin, but not for kids. And, you know, even for adults, I know I have a problem with it, but for kids, the line should be so big that no one can cross it. And I find that, you know, sort of unbelievable, intolerable. I don't know how we can cross it.
But what about here's the thing. We can go into Hollywood, but what about the parents?
Right. Well,
where are the parents? What are they thinking? You know, you and I talk about this because we see parents exploit their kids. They want to live through their kids vicariously, whether they're athletes, they got a really a beautiful daughter, they want them to be, you know, really out there. I mean, what the hell? What are we teaching our kids?
Yeah. Well, you know, there was that show Tiger Moms on TV that sort of showed this kind of thing. Parents can be more competitive than the kids. Honestly, me and you have both been at youth sports games where the parents are going nuts and the kids don't even know the score.
Well, at the same time, you know it's illegal now. If you touch an umpire or a coach, you can go to jail.
Right.
Then there was the issue here in town at Palo Verde. 10th graders were getting a very graphic novel called Fun Home by Alison Bechdel, which includes these pornographic images. I mean, there's oral sex all over this.
Yeah, I don't.
This
know
is how. Not what our kids. You know, we have got to let parents are supposed to parent. Teachers teach basics. You know, reading, writing, math, etc. But parents have just walked away. The parents aren't doing their job. Before I came in, I interviewed a teacher. I won't have her on. I won't mention her name because she teaches at Rogich. And she said to me, Pat, you would not believe how frustrating it is because if a kid shows up online, that you can't fail them because that's participation. This goes back to the days with the participating awards. You want to give a kid a trophy for showing up. Mm-hmm. You want everybody to jump rope without a rope so they can jump. That's fair. This is not what's good. And, you know, you look at this thing with this exploitation and everything I've read about it right now, I mean, how can Netflix, what's going on with Netflix? And the reason this is becoming such a big deal is we're still pretty much contained at home. We don't go to the movies. So instead of going to the movie, we're renting movies at our house or we're watching Netflix. Yeah. And this is a series. And I'm sorry, but this is going to get as much like the Tiger deal. This will probably get a lot of attention. And
it already has. It's getting attention. And people are saying drop Netflix. There's a whole campaign to cancel Netflix because of it. And I believe Netflix put out an apology. I saw a thing an apology from Netflix, but I'm not sure if it was real or not. I think it might have been, but I'm not sure.
The sexualizing of our kids has just got to go. I mean, right. there was not long ago they were trying to say pedophilia is not bad. It's like a new sex. It's a sexual.
What bothers me, I don't think there's that many people that agree with it. You know, Howard Stern used to do a bit. You remember the bit Howard Stern used to do about the North American pedophilia? He used to do a whole bit about it, and it was crazy to think that people like that exist.
NAMBLA.
What? NAMBLA, yeah. You remember he used to do a whole bit about that all the time. He'd do it. Well, just to bust on it because he couldn't believe it either.
It's ironic that you bring up, right now I'm looking at both Democrats and Republicans alike are against this. They think it's got to be something
right.
got to be
this
done.
This is a bipartisan issue.
Tulsi Gabbard said Netflix child porn cuties will certainly whet the appetite of pedophiles and help fuel the child sex trafficking trade. 1 in 4 victims of trafficking are children.
Right.
It happened to my friend's 13-year-old daughter. Netflix, you are now complicit. You know what? I can't even argue with it. First of all,
how can you argue with it?
I guess, what are we going to do as a country? And if you're out there and you want to chime in, by all means, 702-257-5396.
Right.
And this is the topic of the day, by the way.
Right. So, Pat, I told you the story on the air a few weeks ago about how my son, when he was 9 years old, was targeted by a pedophile. And he, you know, the guy broke into his game that he was playing, took over all the stuff that he had purchased and won and everything, and told him and then he had him go on to this site called Discord, which is a site where people can communicate without, you know, anybody watching or whatever. Somehow they can communicate, and there's no way to monitor it. And he said, "I'll give it back to you if you send me naked pictures of your sister." And he was 9.
That got me. But you know what's interesting? The big thing now is your First Amendment right, which, you know, back in the days, the 20s and the 30s, they used to really scrutinize movies to the 40s and whatnot. And here's the interesting thing. Although the First Amendment right provides vigorous protection for artistic expression, Ted Cruz wrote, it does not allow individuals or for-profit corporations to produce and distribute child pornography.
Right. No way.
And this should be censored, and it should be stopped, and it should be stopped now.
Something I agree with Ted Cruz on. How about that?
Pardon?
Something I agree with Ted Cruz on.
Right. I mean, I think more and more people are waking up to the fact that our nation is divided on so many levels.
Yeah. And we're not paying attention to the important things. The thing is, we're divided on stupid issues, in my opinion, and we're not paying attention to stuff like this. I mean, who cares about I'll even say the Green New Deal. Who cares when you can't take care of your kids? The kids, if you know, we have to take care of the kids so they can take care of the country when it's their turn.
Well, what bothers me is Netflix defended the cuties as actually speaking against the over-sexualization of children in society and urged critics to watch the movie to understand its perspective. Now, in my mind, I don't need to watch a movie of children being exploited.
Right.
I don't need to do that. I mean, you want to do a documentary? That's fine.
Right.
But you don't need to do. You don't need to show these kids
a news story
shaking their booty.
Right. It's in some respects it's illegal. You know, if you're under 18, you can't participate in anything that's deemed pornography. So where do you draw that line? I think you draw it with that.
I would agree. You know, it's funny.
Opinion, but
Netflix, there's a hashtag out there about dropping Netflix, cancel Netflix hashtag.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you what, this is only the beginning because, you know, this is no different.
That's why I think they issued an apology, but I'm not sure.
Well, they might have issued an apology, but they should take the film down.
Yeah.
This is wrong on every level, on every freaking level. I don't understand what's going on. And, you know, again, common sense isn't common. You know, I understand our freedoms of expression and there's freedoms of speech, but there also has to come a fine line of common sense. And selling our children out doesn't work for me. I mean, it just doesn't work. And you know what? You know what? We don't realize what we're doing to these children as far as mentally abusing these poor kids. I mean, it's absurd. People don't understand. As a baseball coach of 17 years, the pressure these young men and women get for playing sports, whether it's softball or baseball, football or basketball. They're going to use those sports to spearhead an opportunity to either go to college at a rep for free, maybe get go professional, not realizing the statistics are against them. But this is really bothering me on so many levels, and it just goes back to we have lost the basic instincts of how to parent our children, and number one. And number two, more importantly, parents don't parent any longer, Dean. Dean, it's all we want everybody else to do for our kids what we're supposed to be doing at home. See, having children is easy. All you do is have sex, and you close your eyes, and bingo, you got a child.
Right.
But being a parent, I know somebody who was older, had an opportunity to get his child back, and said, you know what, I'm 60 years old. What am I going to do with a kid? Then you shouldn't have been screwing around getting somebody pregnant.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a caller, by the way.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Great show. Appreciate it. Hey, so, you know, what's interesting is that we're in a cultural war, and this cultural war is being fought by an information war. And whether you believe in QAnon or not, what QAnon enables Trump and his followers to do is to get this subject matter out into the bloodstream. So what happens is they put out a list of everybody that went to Epstein Island, and then everybody starts with you've been queued inside of all those people's Twitter feeds, and they have to shut down their Twitter feeds. But now you're all talking about it, and it's going to be on Fox next week. But now the general public realizes that pedophilia is more rampant than we realized, and the human trafficking is way more rampant than anybody realized.
Look, but computers have ruined the world, Brad. We're too smart for our own good.
Q's done. Q, because I don't know if you follow Q and if you believe or not, but no. Q talks about this all the time, and they got millions of followers, and now they're following all of these supposed pedophiles everywhere, and they're rooting them out. You know, Tom Hanks, all of them. Believe it or not, they're attacking them, and it really has made a difference in the culture. So Q being real or not isn't the point. The point is that what's Q doing in the culture war, and it's huge. You follow?
Yeah, and I tell you what, Dean, you chime in. I mean, because right now I'm sitting here with my mouth hanging open. I'm like, I don't know what to say.
I'm not going to support Q. They come up with a lot of conspiracy theories that aren't true, and I don't. I mean, I'm against pedophilia, but I honestly don't know what Q's doing for it.
Yeah, whether you support Q or not, but look who Q's gone after, and look at all the.
I know there is one person in Hollywood that's been fighting pedophilia for a long time, and that's Ashton Kutcher. He puts a lot of money, and he's worth a lot of money. He has made some incredible investments, and he has a lot of money, and he's put a lot of money behind one of his charities that he runs, and he puts a lot of time and effort in tracking down pedophilia and sex trafficking. And if you've heard him talk about it, when he talks about it, he's talked about it in front of Congress, it would make you cry, the things he's seen.
No, I agree. But to gain traction and to gain traction with the general populace, what Q's done, it has millions of followers. Tom Hanks has been run out. He's gone to Greece, where there are no extraditions.
For what? What did Tom Hanks do?
Apparently, he's on the list of Epstein Island.
What he's been accused
so
of doing.
So was Trump.
No, Trump's not on the list.
No.
He really wasn't on the list. I'm telling you right now. I mean, I saw the list, and to be honest with you, I'm really wondering why we haven't learned more by this Miss Maxwell who's been in jail. I don't, you know.
She'll be dead soon.
Well, you know what, Dean, Brad, I'll say this to you right now. When Epstein was killed, I was having lunch the day before he died with a spook from the Secret Service who told me, no, not Secret Service, CIA. And he told me he'll be dead within the week, and he was dead the next day at 6 in the morning. Now, let me just say this. When the FBI went to his island for all these videos, and because there's cameras all over the place, they went in and went out. You never heard another thing about it. This woman she's in jail. She's got all this information. How is none of this leaking out? Why aren't we getting the truth? Why hasn't she been brought to court? Why are we letting this go? And I sit here and say that I really have to believe that there is serious, serious names involved here. And, you know, this makes the schmuck, the director, scumbag that he is, look like a priest. I mean, it's just amazing how sex and exploitation of our women, young women and men, boys, has gotten to this level. It's out of hand. Just out of hand.
But the argument against Q is that it's a conspiracy theory. It's all a conspiracy theory, but But is Epstein a conspiracy theory? Is Epstein's Island a conspiracy theory? Is Maxwell a conspiracy theory? Is Weinstein a conspiracy theory?
Can you prove
theory?
Trump wasn't there? Because I don't think anybody can.
Well, but the
and there's actually some proof that he was.
I will sit here and say this to you, Dean.
So listen.
Well, let Brad finish, and then I'll talk to you about that.
Sexualizing things. Trump has been one of the most prominent figures in sexualization of kids in America. He's as bad as Clinton.
Barr would have never arrested Epstein if Trump was involved. Trump threw Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago resort. Trump testified with an attorney that was suing Epstein. He's the only one who did.
It's
you can
one
look
of his
it
oldest
up,
friends.
They weren't. He got rid of him long ago. They were not good friends.
You guys will defend Trump. Did
I'm
Trump
not defending
say,
the guy. I'm not defending
Trump
anybody.
By the pussy, I want to hear you say yes to that.
I heard that. He said that. It was
okay. Good. At least you agree with something.
He did say that. You know what? I'll say this to both of you guys. That was definitely locker room talk. He didn't do it. He's talked about it. I'm not sitting here saying it was right or wrong. But listen, you know as well as I do, we have said things privately that if anybody got it, we would totally be blackballed in real life. I mean, let's be realistic.
I completely agree. Well, my entire point, though, is look at the power of Q. Because Q's focused
Q has
on
no power.
What?
Q has no power.
Q's being attacked on all fronts now.
Yeah, they're not even allowed on a lot of social media.
Every time Q posts, people there's millions. It locks up the websites that are attached to it. So Q's having a huge. The reason you're having this conversation now is because of Q. That's what I'm telling you.
This came out on the news, and that's all. I mean, maybe it was Q that brought it out to the news, but it's been the news. Brad, thank you for the call.
Hey, thanks so much.
You know what? It's interesting. I look at what's going on and all this rumor mill and whatnot. I'll sit here and tell you there was a thing called Pizzagate back in the day in D.C.
Right.
And I think it really happened. I don't say it happened. I think it happened because Epstein with the kids, Epstein being dialed in with all these political leaders, and I really believe the reason we'll never get the real poop about Epstein and the videos, et cetera, is simple. The names on both sides of the aisle are many.
Right.
And that's the real problem. But when I look at this, and of course the director, whose name I can't even pronounce, she's already said that she's had numerous death threats after Netflix mistakenly botched the release of the debut of the film with an inappropriate promotional poster. And I'm thinking to myself, but if you watch the video, it's pretty common what they're doing. And you got to be cautious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of girls are in cheerleading, but not all of them are doing dances like that. But
how about how about those shows on TV nowadays where teen moms with their kids? I mean, you know, I think we are just exploiting children.
Yeah. Well,
for what?
I mean,
for money?
Yeah, I don't know. The parents just me and you talked about this earlier, but parents either go one way or the other. They feel like they have to keep their kids active and involved at all times and push, 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 be the best, always running, always active, because I guess they feel like it keeps them out of trouble. They get, like you said earlier, they get to live vicariously through them. It happens in music. You know, kids are learning instruments and the parents push them. It happens in sports. You and I have seen it in sports, it's beyond belief sometimes.
What happened to Mr. Holland's Opus? A great movie about a musical teacher who didn't want to be a teacher and all of a sudden embraced it with both barrels and was great. And unfortunately, because of money in our educational system, they farmed him out. They let him retire him. But, you know, great movie. And every time I watch it, I get tears in my eyes thinking about how many lives could one person touch as a teacher with passion. We go to the phones. We got Mary Kay. Mary Kay, how are you?
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm still waiting for your call, but this is my subject matter because I've lived in Hollywood for 20 years as a producer and an actress and you name it, okay? And I've been through the gamut. I lost my first job and Stop the World, I Want to Get Off was my first Broadway show. And they let me go because I wouldn't sleep with the producer.
Heard that story before.
And my son was kidnapped when he was 10 years old by an Air Force colonel, who happened to be a pedophile. And I didn't know such people really existed like that, okay? I wasn't aware, And so I have to sit down with my grandchildren, my granddaughter, and tell she and her friends, look, young ladies, boys do not see sex in the same way that girls see it, okay?
That's for sure.
There's a big difference. And you're going to have to be a little more aware of how the boys see the world as opposed to the way you're seeing it.
Right. Well, what scares me, Mary, though, seriously,
yeah, no question.
It's this kind of stuff, though, that energizes a sick world.
Has been going on for a long time, but have to be very careful. Now, I'm a big fanatic. I'm left wing and right wing. I get it all. I study the news voraciously because my cousins were producers at NBC News, but I have a journalism background, okay? And my grandfather started the very first Democratic newspaper in South Carolina. All places. So, you know, I'm a journalism nut, and I like to know what everybody's thinking. And the Q thing is, first of all, nobody knows who Q really is. And they say it's Trump, okay?
I don't think
and
so.
And all this information has been coming out about Tom Hanks. And, now they got Celine Dion and Oprah. And they're claiming that they are all pedophiles.
I don't agree with you, Mary. I think that's ridiculous.
Okay.
I think that's absurd. I think that's a terrible label. If it's true, it's one thing. Prove it. But don't make that statement because that
prove
can ruin somebody.
First. Right. You better prove it. Really
you better have
proof
if you're going to say it.
You know, I mean, but this is the kind of stuff that the right-wing conspiracy nutcases, you know, the Q people, are spreading this around, all right? And this is not funny, but, you know, and I wouldn't be so quick to get Donald Trump off the hook because I have girlfriends, okay, that have had encounters with him.
I'm going to tell you right now, I know for a fact because when I hung out in New York, what you don't know is I tried out for the Jersey Generals back in the day, okay? I know Herschel Walker. I was there, and you know what? Coach Michaels came up to me and said, you know, you're a nice guy. You're in great shape. When was the last time you played football? And I told him, you know, 5-6 years ago. He goes, you know what? This may not be – I think that your best game passed you by. You should try something else, okay? Let me tell you right now. Trump – people threw themselves at Trump, whether they were left or right or center. Didn't matter because he had the money. He had the casinos. He had the helicopter. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know what's amazing? I could tell you this. I know – and I'm not going to name names – because you don't want to do that on the air, but I know athletes that get a knock on their door at 3 o'clock in the morning and there are two girls wearing a robe with nothing on. And you're talking about a 20, 21-year-old kid, and he can have it all.
But you know, Epstein did have Donald Trump on his island. And
that wasn't proven yet.
You know, and all that stuff.
I'd like to see the videos. Okay. I'd like to see all
proven.
The proof that the FBI should have, the pictures that they haven't proved. You know what's interesting, and I've said this before.
But it is provable.
Let me just say this to you, Mary. If he was there, it would be leaked. Huh? I firmly believe that if he was there and involved, it would have been leaked. There's no question about it.
Well, it has been leaked. Okay.
Well, the problem is because he was there doesn't mean he slept with a 10-year-old girl.
But what I'm saying is that accusing even Trump, until you're willing to know that there is
proof
out there and you've seen it yourself and you witnessed it, okay,
right.
And you have, absolute understanding that this is real. They're spreading out this stuff about Tom Hanks and Celine Dion, and I'm working on the Vegas Hollywood.
I got to tell you, Mary, we're not talking about those people. We never brought that up. We're just talking about this show, Cuties, and where we're going with it.
Well,
we never even mentioned that list of people that was brought up by our caller.
Okay, I know, but it's just really. It raised my blood.
Right, but we both
pressure.
Agree that you should have proof. If you're going to make accusations, you should have proof because you can really damage someone if you make an accusation without proof.
And sexual, you're guilty before proven innocent.
And I have friends, really good friends, that will tell me this and laugh at me. And the other thing is that Michelle Obama is a man and she has a penis.
Right.
And, okay, that's the other one that I get really upset about.
we don't really talk about that either. It's not something we're gonna. That's crap.
What it meant? She's doing a great job being a woman.
Now,
okay?
You said Bruce Jenner. I would believe you.
Right.
Bruce.
You talk about it. But, you talk about a Nightmare on Elm Street.
But it doesn't affect my life the way it would if Trump had, a female part. Okay.
All right. Well, Mary, thank you for the call. We got to go to a break. Dean, okay. We're going to go to a quick break. We come back.
You
we'll pick it up from there.
Call me now. All right.
Take care, Mary. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk more about cuties. What's your thought about it? 702-257-5396. And again, we're not talking political here. We're talking about what's your take on parents? What's going on? How do we have such bad judgment in Hollywood? We'll be right back after this.
Are you spending too much time managing your investment property? For only $75 a month, let Monarch Property Management take the worry away by providing you with full-service property management. When the eviction moratorium ends, are you ready to fight for your money? Call Monarch now for only $75 a month. Yes, only $75 a month. Call Marcella Cazada, 702-412-7189. 702-412-7189.
Here's a financial security update from Gold Eagle IRA. The Federal Reserve just announced their intention to keep interest rates at zero for at least the next 5 years and to allow inflation to run above 2%. That might not scare most people, but it should. That means unless something changes, every $100 bill you own will lose $10 in buying power by 2025. Owning gold and silver is your hedge against money printing and inflation. Now you can store physical ounces of precious metals inside your retirement accounts. Plus, you can take delivery when you retire. With a Gold Eagle IRA, you own something tangible instead of paper money. We're right here in Las Vegas. Give us a call and we'll show you how it works. Call 1-800-712-3933 or visit goldeagleira.com and request your free information. That's 1-800-712-3933 or visit goldeagleira.com.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's JOIN to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Sean Hannity, weekdays noon to 3 p.m., only on KDWN.
Welcome back to the second segment of the show. We're talking common ground. And you know what the common ground is? We both believe that exploitation of our kids is just totally wrong. I can't imagine how we're mentally destroying these young kids. And this show, Cutie, lawmakers in Washington are demanding that the Department of Justice take legal action against Netflix for streaming a highly controversial film called Cuties, claiming the comedy drama sexualizes young children and serves as fodder for pedophiles. And, you know, I don't know about this that kind of fodder, because when you watch television these days, you watch these programs. I mean, whatever happened to those shows where they made a big deal out of making a kiss? Or how about when James Bond, back in all his movies, you never saw him having sex. You saw him making out. You saw him under the sheets. The next scene, they're getting dressed, and they're going out to dinner.
Imagine it. I like that. Fade to black, and you can use your imagination.
I mean, same thing. Go back to Rhett Butler. You knew they had sex, but he got her that night. She was drunk. They woke up the next day. She's all happy. They had great sex. But you knew that you knew what happened, but nothing happened.
Well, you know, it's interesting. What gets an R rating? What gets an X rating? You know, certain movies they do rate X, but that want to be R. But if you get an R rating, I mean, there's several movies out there that have happened that they say it's art and not porn. And I personally disagree. Sometimes I say that's porn. A movie that comes to mind is, I think it's Monsters Ball. Everybody knows what I'm talking about if you've watched it. But, you know, there's several movies like that.
But, Dean, when did we start doing this stuff? I mean, look at TV now.
It's gone on for a while. People say, oh, it's art. You know,
do you remember when you and I were kids, you never even heard hell on television?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I remember when Archie Bunker was like the funniest thing that happened to television, right. And it was shocking. Now, if you put on one of these cable channels, you'll hear the F-bomb dropped like it's second nature. And you'll see sex.
Well, swearing is rampant.
You'll see butts and you'll see boobs.
But, you know, the thing is
naked and afraid.
But here, at the end of the last segment, you said it's hot, you know, what's going on with Hollywood. But really, the internet's to blame too.
Yes, it is.
The internet is, you know, it is a bastion of illicit material that is available to anyone, and anyone that thinks they can keep their kids away from it, yet they let them on the computer without you watching them every second.
Share with the listeners. What your son told you regarding censoring the computer.
This is a while ago even. And him and his friends are pretty knowledgeable, more knowledgeable than you and I are on the computer.
Oh, that's not taking much for me.
He grew up with it. And he said, Dad, don't bother putting on parental controls. He said, I'll just get around them in 2 seconds. You don't even think about it. And then he said, if you do put on parental controls, I'll put parental controls on your computer and you'll never get around them.
Hey, listen, we got a bunch of callers. We got Will. Will, this thing about cuties, what's your take on it?
Well, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's just the same old, same old. I mean, it's the exploitation of children. Using the child in her puberty stage as a sexual tool, and that's been around for centuries. I think Asia, sexual consent can start as early as 10 years old. But my concern is that here we are again. I thought we were going to talk Reconstruction. I thought we were going to talk about resolving.
Okay, Will, stick to the subject, will you?
We are. This is about this is Reconstruction. We think this show should be banned forever. It shouldn't be allowed to be filmed. That's trying to make things right in our country. Don't you think, Will?
Well, how can I disagree with that? And Dean, I don't know. Are you a staunch a Democrat? I think I know Pat's a staunch Republican.
Well, what does it matter? Dean's against it as well.
Yeah.
I'm
a left-leaning moderate. I'm a left-leaning moderate. That's what I am. Okay.
Well, I'm a right-winger. I think Trump's a little liberal. But the point is, I think this is a difference between the morally deviant and the morally inclined people. And when you're bringing up subjects like this, it just leads me to believe in more so it's that way. I'm just when you tell me to stick on subject, and I really guess I shouldn't call in because
no, we're talking about this subject. This is see, you brought up a point, Will. Let me add something to your point. This is exactly what we're talking about. This is the kind of thing that Dean are looking at. How could this possibly be out, and how does this help our kids learn? It doesn't. Bad teaching is tearing America apart. And this is part of it. So you got Palo Verde. You have a teacher sending video magazines out, or literature out to the kids that is showing oral sex between a man and a woman. It's absurd. I don't. Listen, we know what our kids know.
Well,
have you ever gone on
the internet and seen what's there, what's available to anybody who wants to see it?
Well, are you asking me or?
Yeah. Have you ever seen what's available on the internet?
Well, yes, I am. But for me, Dean, I'm trying to stay on subject here. Is when you see an event occur like this, we want to walk it back.
Right. How do we stop the kids? All this gets to the kids. We're just saying we're not protecting the kids. We're not protecting kids in this country. Kids are not being protected, and we don't know why. We don't know why that's not the focus of everyone.
Well, I agree with that.
And this has got both Democratic and Republican support, by the way.
What?
Pardon?
Both the Democrats and Republicans support shutting this down and going after Netflix.
Right, but that's not – what we have to do is we have to walk this back, make everybody a public platform with names and backgrounds and resumes and histories, because an egregious act like this upon the children, the very sanctity of our mission as a people, as a species, and a family, when these kind of assaults occur, we need to find out how this occurred, where it occurred. And my belief is we've lost the mission. We've become a lawless land.
So I can tell you firsthand that one of the problems is there's so much of it, the FBI can't even keep up with it. There's so much happening, the FBI. So how do we solve that problem? The FBI can't even come. You report a possible pedophile to the FBI. They don't send anyone out to follow up on it. They don't. It's crazy. There's not enough manpower.
Well, but if that's the case, and I suggest it is, Dean, then how does that happen?
I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Right. So what I would suggest if we're gonna do that, I suggest we have some type of local public neighborhood authoritative or administrative body to review, because these things are up close and personal.
Right.
I suggest we invite the Chinese. Let's invite the Chinese in, the Koreans, the Duarte. Let's invite them in. Show us how they handle their more primitive or less evolved states, and let us learn from that. But we don't have any leaders that are taking action. And these,
right.
I think we've become a lawless land, and we're in denial. This
right.
is the egregious. This egregious act now before us is the same damn thing as discussing homeless. It never goes anywhere except a circular discussion.
Yeah.
Well, we finance the homeless. We finance failure because we give too many people lots of money to do nothing.
Right. But homelessness is a result of, in most cases, a result of mental illness, and so is pedophilia, I guess. So we're dealing with, you're talking about, how do we deal with the mentally ill is another problem. I mean,
Dean, I would take that, if we put that up on the point as a board, as a point of reconstruction, I would take issue with that. It is not mental illness. I suggest to you it goes back to our assimilated values and a moral foundation that need to be taught to us, because it's from those under which
get criminals. So even when you do that, there are a certain percentage of people that still are criminals. They have something wrong. Something goes wrong with the brain, just like something can go wrong with your heart.
Well, if that's the case, then we should have a place for those people that are mentally ill. I don't want to get into homeless because your issue is the cutie thing.
Right.
And when I have not watched the video, but I watched a couple of the still pictures.
Same with us, segment.
And to see young children like that, young females, titillate a male who has no idea what the bonding relationship is in a marital nuptial situation. I mean, the magnitude of that impact as being an irresponsible act is just it's just so disgusting and so deviant. It's just unbelievable. But we need to find out who those people are, put them on a public platform, and make them pay the price for that. And I don't think
it's not a bad idea to start maybe having to do it locally, but.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because to me, do you remember the seven common laws? The common laws in the old days were that if you did something wrong to the public or the community, they would shut off your water, or they wouldn't let you attend a restroom.
The mayor of Los Angeles has done that. People throw COVID parties. That influencer threw the huge party in the Hollywood Hills, and the mayor shut him down. The mayor shut his power off. And his water.
Well, I know, but what I was trying to say to you is that we need perhaps China, China is, I think, just about the size of the United States. They have four times the people that we have. India is one third the size of the United States. They have four times the people.
Right.
Those people are experiencing realms in which we're headed for.
Yeah.
And we should perhaps invite them in and say, how do you hold morals and assimilated values in your which brings harmony?
I think they have the same problems.
Well, I don't know.
They can't control that kind of population.
I appreciate the call, my friend. We got to go. We got a couple other callers, but
sure.
I'll answer both of your questions. I'll sit here and tell you this. It goes back to one simple thing. It starts with your parents. Starts at the house.
Well, no question.
And I'll say something else.
Agrees that.
I mean, the fact that there are people who go to church and pray. That's the way they raise their children. And right now we have a situation where we're being told we can't go there. And what's going on in America right now because of the shutdown is a lot of craziness that we don't even know. And the only reason this is such a big deal is because now we're seeing TV more than we had in years because of the fact that it is what it is. Let's go back to the phones. We got Steve on deck. Hey, Steve, thank you for waiting.
No problem. Hey, Dean and Pat, you did a great show. What I'd like to say, you're right about the morals and the parents. And you know what they're doing? The exploitation, this movie should be, they should get sued. I hope they get this Erasmus suit off, literally. But you know what? The thing is, they're making it to where stripping and prostitution is cool, trendy, acceptable, all over the media. Where young girls, their heads are so screwed up. This is where a lot of stuff starts. And even young kids are being, you know, turned out on the streets and things like that. It's terrible. And this is the beginning of it. All this crap, garbage that's fed into their, you know, their minds.
We glamorize on television prostitution.
Right, right.
We glamorize stripping, drug dealing. I mean, it's all about money. Dean and I were talking about the Grand Theft Auto. How does a video like that get made? And how do children get access to it?
And how sell so many copies?
Exactly. Right. Pardon?
You're right, Pat. They steal a car. I believe they rape a woman. And that was one of the best.
And you can shoot someone in the head. I mean, it's, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's graphic.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It is.
And that should not that should be censored.
I despise liberals, you know that? I really am.
It should be censored. I don't know if here's the problem. Attorneys are our problem.
I can tell you is it's not just liberals.
I know it's not. The attorneys they fight for these people.
Liberal,
so, but it's art. It's
involved.
The First Amendment.
There's so much money involved.
That's the problem. The love of money is the root of all evil.
Right. I guarantee you there's probably more conservatives involved. I would bet on it.
Predominantly, I think, a liberal agenda to push it. Like you were saying, Pat, about the California school. I think it was in California. Some of the subjects that teaching these kids is disgusting.
That was here in Vegas. That was up in Summerlin.
This is that. Oh, this is good. That's good. That's okay. And they want to turn the world into a bunch of transgender people. It's absolutely sick. Our parents would turn over in our graves. You know what?
You know what? If you just saw who got elected in New Hampshire... for sheriff by the GOP, it scared the hell out of you.
Really? Well,
I can't make this up, but I'll bring it up. And we're gonna get another caller, Steve. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Dean. Good show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. If you're out there and you want to join in, the number is 702-257-5396. But I'll tell you what. You want to know where our world is going? This is the most amazing thing ever. A transsexual Satanist anarchist wins the GOP nomination for sheriff in New Hampshire County. And a self-described transsexual Satanist anarchist who won the Republican nomination for sheriff's job in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, a victory she says proves that the system is utterly and hopelessly broken. And when I look at her and I look at how she won, I got to sit here and say, wow. And I mean, this is the we have sold ourselves out for money on so many levels,
right.
It gets me to the point where I'm getting sick to my stomach.
One of the problems I have, and as you know, a liberal, I do have a problem with some of the Me Too movement because they want equality for women and they want women to be, you know, to come out and tell their stories and they want men to stop harassing them and that. But the one thing they don't talk about is like what these girls that we are talking about on this show, what are they learning? They're learning to use their body and sexuality to get
ahead. To advance.
And it happens all the time, and they don't want to discuss that. And it bothers me because it's something that needs to be discussed.
100% agree.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying it needs to be discussed, and it needs to be out there, and it needs to be, you know, is this the way we really want to do things? Because, one begets the other. And it's a difficult situation.
Well said. We got another call. You got your boy JD. He wants to. He thinks we should boycott Netflix. I think it could happen. Hey JD, how are you?
I'm okay. I don't know if you can hear me.
We can hear you.
Okay, gentlemen. You know you're making so much out of what just seems to be common sense. I mean, you want to bring commissions and bureaucrats together and discuss China and India and. It's obvious. You vote with your pocketbook. Now, if you gentlemen wanted to do something that would be worthwhile, you would urge your audience to call Netflix and voice their displeasure with them, put out a number that you could reach them at, and then you would urge your audience to just vote with your pocketbook and do not buy any of this crap.
Right.
And well, that's how they will get your we will get their attention.
There's a whole movement, gentlemen. Cancel Netflix. So people are canceling it. I think they've lost.
Yeah.
I don't know the number, but
and you know your earlier discussion about this topic and callers call in and start equating this topic with Trump two or three times. I mean, Mary Kay, keep it for Basham. You could talk about Trump all you want on Basham every Saturday afternoon. The topic wasn't Trump. So let's keep it on topic, okay?
Well, I agree with that.
Thank you, JD. I appreciate that. 257-5396. You know, it's interesting. We're trying not to get into the political world. We're trying to talk about common sense.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting. You know, people are acting out against the NFL. The NFL ticket, they're not buying it. Netflix deserves to experience a shot in the behind over this because this is really a problem. And when you look at when you watch these little girls, and I'm talking 10, 11, and 12, maybe even 13, shaking their booty, shaking their junk all over the place, it's not fair. And again, I understand that Netflix is at fault and the producer might be at fault. What about the parents?
Well, yeah, we talk about this all the time. The parents are the fault. I mean, why do they let their kids do that? I mean, parents get into a mindset that we talked about this earlier, and you and I have both seen it in sports, that I don't understand. It's almost abuse, even in sports. I've seen it. And you have too. I mean, you talk about kids, 13-year-old kids getting Tommy John surgery. You were telling me that.
Yeah. I've seen kids as young as 12 getting Tommy John surgery.
Right, because their kids, I've seen it in Little League kids, they're pitching and they're pitching really well, so their parents let them pitch 80 pitches in a Little League game and then they go to club ball and they pitch another 60 pitches like the next day. I mean, it's crazy.
You know what's interesting is like they get to be 13 and 14. And, you know, the idea is to make their arms stronger. Better yet, how many times have I heard over the years that a kid that would have been a freshman in high school is being held back so he can go to school next year instead of this year,
right?
So he can be bigger and stronger to be competitive so he can get a scholarship? I mean,
it's happening,
you know,
right now in this
year. It happens. It's happened for years.
Right.
I mean, you know what? Your kids go to school. You know my problem with this whole COVID year is everybody has lost a year of their life. Especially our youth. They're losing a year of communicating, learning how to socialize.
I'm interested to see how it turns out.
I mean, seeing kids socialize on the computer is not my idea of socializing. I'm talking about we don't play Little League. We don't want kids to go right outside. You can't do this.
So they're on the computer, and that's not necessarily a good thing. I mean, I was telling you this earlier, but sometimes it's comfortable to have your kid at home on the computer. You feel like they're not getting in trouble. There's so much trouble a kid can get into: drugs, alcohol, sex, all the things that you know you would worry about. Just even just mischief.
Well,
so sometimes I'm guilty of it myself. Parents can say, you know, well, they're home, they're not getting into trouble, you know, it's fine. But really, on the internet, there's so much stuff.
Well, there were things on the internet, though, Dean. It's interesting. I there's a thing called Backpage, and it was also something through Craigslist where essentially you could find hookers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been since the beginning of the internet. Listen, the internet was
the last 2 years that's been banned.
What?
It was banned in America the last 2 years. If you go to Canada, it's open. Or you go to South America, you can get there's a back page.
It's banned or not, it's still out there. Go look up sensual massage. They're all hookers, you know, on the internet. But
I got to start looking. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah. Well, now you do.
Thanks, Dean. I mean, I heard about rubbing a tug, but you got to straighten me. You got to take care of a friend.
Right. So, you know, but kids have access to all this stuff, and I don't know if we're not doing anything to stop the access. It's impossible for a parent to look over a kid's shoulder, especially a high school kid, 24/7. So it's not going to happen. And, you know, parents, but yet parents will push and push and push in other areas. So I don't know.
I got to tell you, here's where we disagree. I think parents can set the tone. I think parents can set the tone. They can be by being involved. Now, listen, we both know that kids are going to do what they're going to do. But if you reel your kids in and you bring them up the right way, the best you can, with good judgment, have a sound, build a strong foundation, things can happen positively.
Right. But okay? You and I have talked about something that when we were kids, we were allowed to be way more independent than kids are right now. way more independent. We talked about this. We could go out during the summer, especially. I could leave in the morning as young as 10 or 11. I could leave in the morning, and my mother would say, be home for dinner at 6.
And
then
you were there.
She wouldn't even know she didn't even know where I was the whole day. And then after dinner, I'd go back out and play, you know, foursquare wiffle ball with my friends or something in the summer. And, you know, it was and kids don't have that now.
The kids today aren't like we were. I mean, they don't get on a bike and ride out. They don't, you know, I can remember drinking water out of a hose, too. I mean,
right.
That's a whole different ball game.
Right.
I mean, you know, Denise is going, oh, my God. Right. How many times do we share
factor.
A bottle of soda when around the room?
Now everybody has a phone, and there's an independence factor that kids have lost. They just have lost it.
And you know what's funny?
Yeah.
I never had a beeper either as a kid.
No, nothing.
I you know what my mom told me? When you go somewhere, if you're going to stay longer, pick up the phone and call me.
Right.
End of story.
My dad said the same thing. My dad would say, what time are you going to be home? And I'd say, all right, 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock or something. He said, if you don't call me or you're not home at 10 and you don't call me, you don't get the car again.
End of story. But it goes beyond that. I mean,
punishment.
But here's the thing: these parents are living. They're getting their kids to audition, Teen Mom stuff.
I know.
I mean, we're selling our kids out. We're putting so much pressure on these kids.
Well, they're selling out for glory. I can't tell you how many times I've heard parents say something about you're stepping on my like it sounds like you're stepping on my kid's $30 million contract. They're 10 years old and you're stepping on their kid's $30 million contract. Now I want to give
it. What about the Kardashians?
I know. Well, and then that's the other thing is teenage kids are on these platforms like TikTok and some of these other platforms and Instagram where they're sexualizing they're 15 years old and they're already sexualizing themselves.
Yeah, but you know what? Kids see parents approving of it on when they watch this stuff.
Right, and if they can make money at it, then they're gonna approve.
And you know what? I mean, look, I know a lot of gals back in the day for the last 25 years. That worked their way through college. They may become lawyers and doctors, but they were strippers at first.
Right. Yeah,
because they were making great money.
Yeah.
And you know the sad part about that is that's the evil of our system.
Mm. The push, push, push. Now I want to give an analogy that people I might get some flack for saying this, but I want to say it. I want to talk about Kobe Bryant. Something that nobody's talked about with Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was going to a 13-year-old basketball game. His daughter was 13. The Mamba mentality passed on to a 13-year-old basketball game is something I can't you know wrap my head around. The fact that I know Kobe Bryant had a lot of money, he could take a helicopter, but that day LAPD and LA sheriffs had grounded their helicopters. But Kobe was so intent on getting to a 13-year-old basketball game that whoever it was, maybe it wasn't Kobe, maybe it was the pilot, but I have to imagine Kobe said, let's get there. And because it's Kobe, the pilot said, okay, we'll go. And you know what? It was a 13-year-old basketball game. Land the plane and live to play another day. You know, I don't understand that mentality. And I've seen so many parents with that mentality when it comes to sports at a young age. And it's the same thing. That's why this cheerleading thing, or you know, the cuties is the same thing. The parents see something that's probably not really there, you know, and they're fighting for it. It's really bizarre, and they're not looking at what's realistic and what's practical, what's pragmatic, all the things that can make a kid into a good person.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate. We everything is about the money, and as we're getting ready to wrap up the show, it's one step at a time, and everything's about the buck,
right.
The buck.
Everything's about the buck. Everyone thinks it's going to lead to big bucks, big money.
And you know what?
And one's happy with just, you know.
I've coached a lot of young men and women in this town, mm-hmm. And I can tell you there's a few that made it to the big game. They got a cup of coffee. That's it. But everybody else, they got a job.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. And speaking of jobs, I'm an insurance broker. You all know that. My name is Pat Casale. I'm the Multicare Group. And we are going to be working on this next week. I'm very excited to announce we're going to be doing Zoom enrollments or Zoom education. So it'll be free, no obligation. We can have up to 1,000 people can follow, learn how to buy health insurance for 2021. Open enrollments around the corner, and it'll be a Zoom call. You can call up. We'll give you we'll email you the plug, and everybody can chime in. And we'll there's no obligation. You don't have to buy. And if you decide you want to use us, you can. But we're going to teach you how to buy health insurance, using the Zoom mechanism. So maybe something did good. Something good.
Give your phone number, Pat.
The number to call me if you want to find out more about what we're going to do is 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. But we're going to use a COVID experience using Zoom to get as many people the opportunity to see what we're doing. But, Dean, I'm excited about what we talked about. I'm very upset about things. You know, it's interesting. You know, you think about the Kardashians and the way they dressed and having, you know, having your booties exposed. And, right. and you know what?
Well, Kim Kardashian got to start making a porn video.
And look how much money she's worth.
I know. She started doing porn. I mean, you can go watch it on YouTube. You can pull
it
up
on
that, YouTube.
But you know what? It doesn't
watch
surprise
it on
me.
YouTube. Watch her porn video. It's all over the place.
Well, there's a tune. We're out of here, buddy.
All right.
Hey, Dean, good show. I'll catch you next week. And hopefully we can do our podcast this week.
Okay.
My name is Pat Cassell. This is Common Ground. I hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to call us anytime. We'll catch you next week. God bless and ciao for now.